It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Plastics, they are used on the farm, and we look at how they leach into the soil, what can be done to reduce the plastic pollution on Wisconsin's agricultural lands. A United Nations report from its science division says soil is under threat on multiple fronts, but there is only limited research on the impacts of plastics in soil and the potential uptake of microplastics by crops. Join in on plastics in farming, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Melissa Kono is here, an associate professor at UW-Madison in the Division of Extension. She's the community development educator for Clark and Trempealeau counties with UW Extension. Melissa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we'll start with how do farmers typically use plastic on farms?
Yeah, the use of agricultural plastics has really revolutionized the way that farmers can feed animals and store crops. And if you think of those hay bales wrapped in white plastic, they look like giant marshmallows out in the field. Or if you see a bunker that has that white and black plastic, that's agricultural plastics. And what that does for silage piles is it helps with the anaerobic process to properly ferment that feed. It can also offer protection from the elements, from animals, and it makes that food source closer to the livestock, or to keep those hay bales in the field, makes it easier for farmers. It's also safer than a traditional silo for farm safety. So it has really changed the way that food stock can be stored for animals.
What about these plastic sheets that you sometimes see spread over the soil that serve as like a plastic mulch, like suppressing weeds and, increasing the fertilizer uptake? What are some of the pros and cons of plastic covering soil?
Yeah, so that plastic mulch film is used a lot, especially when growing produce crops. They use it a lot in California on the West Coast, actually, for a lot of the food that we eat, fruits and, even flowers, vegetables, other things like that. And it just, again, as you said, it helps with preventing weeds, and it decreases the use of herbicide because we can use the mulch instead as that barrier.
But is that plastic leaching into the soil, or do scientists know what are the implications when you use plastic mulch?
Yeah, I have a colleague that I work with at the University of Washington, and she has done a lot of work on using biodegradable plastics, especially with fruit growers, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry growers out in Washington State. And one of the things they looked at is biodegradable plastics. But the thing with plastic is, it never really goes away. It just gets smaller. There has been some mixed results about how that ends up in the soil, depending on the usage, of course.
And speaking of biodegradable, there have been some recent advancements on plastic-coated seeds to create coatings that would replace that plastic film that protects the seed. And, farmers using these biodegradable films, is that going on in Wisconsin?
That is not something that's in my area of research, so I'm not sure on that.
Okay. I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment. Talking about agricultural plastics and recycling with Melissa Kono, coordinates ag recycling in our state, also the community development educator for Clark and Trempealeau counties with UW Extension. Join in on Plastics on the Farm, 800-642-1234. Jim in River Falls is with us. Jim, hi. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having the program. So my question is, we use far too many plastics for everything, all our packaging, and not just farming, but I know, like with bale wraps and stuff like that, that there's a lot of that out there, and sometimes it's hard to get rid of it, and I know some farmers will burn it. I'm just wondering what the advantages versus disadvantages, if it's worse for these plastics to go into landfills and be broken down, or if they're burned, if that is a better way to get rid of them, or if it causes, other chemicals to be released that are actually worse for the environment.
Great question, Jim. Thank you. Burn it, bury it, send it to a landfill. Melissa?
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for calling. So it is illegal to burn plastics here in Wisconsin because burning plastics does release toxins and is, leads to poor air quality. I know that it is done just because sometimes people don't know what else to do with it. There are some landfills that accept it. Not all landfills will accept it, but some will. There is also the option to recycle the agricultural plastics just as we can recycle other types of plastics. The problem or the challenge with recycling agricultural plastics is that those films tend to be very lightweight. They clog traditional recycling machinery, and they also have an odor to them and debris from just from being on the farm. So they're not as desirable to recyclers as other types of plastics, say like a soda bottle or a milk jug, that are more durable plastics, but they can be recycled. There are some recyclers that will take them, not typically traditional recyclers, but there are agricultural plastics recyclers that will take these types of plastics.
Is there anything that farmers could do to reduce the contamination in their waste plastic so it has a better chance of being recycled?
Yeah, I mean, even something as simple as shaking off the debris can help too. And plus, you know, soil is the most valuable resource that we have for farming. And so you want to leave as much of that resource on the farm as possible. So just even shaking it off, it doesn't have to be, you know, sterile or anything like that. But shaking off the plastic and removing as much debris as possible can make it easier for that to be recycled.
How much plastic can be reused by farmers? What can you just store away and use for the next time?
Yeah, it really depends on the type of plastic. So I do know there are some produce growers that will use that mulch film from year to year. Also, greenhouses can typically reuse that plastic for a couple years. The problem is more with that bale wrap that Jim alluded to. You know, that's meant to be, I guess, a one-time use. Once it's cut off from the bale, it is very difficult to reuse that in that capacity again. Also, the silage plastic, you know, those sheets that you see, the way that silage feeding goes is that the farmer will use a little bit every day, and so it kind of chips away, and sometimes that sheet is, there's shards left instead of a large plastic sheet. And so that can't necessarily be reused for that purpose again. And so that's what we focus on when we look at recycling plastics.
When farm businesses contact you then with questions about recycling or what to do, what do they need if they do want to recycle this plastic?
Yeah, well, right now, I mean, I mentioned that there are a few recyclers that will take that plastic. It does depend on the type. So right now, there are places that will recycle the silage plastic. The bale wrap is a little bit harder right now to find a recycler for, just because it's a different type of plastic. But it depends on the plastic. If the farmer has been able to collect it and there's a lot to be recycled, that's also helpful too.
Melissa Kono is a community development educator in Clark and Trempealeau counties for UW-Madison's Division of Extension. As we look at the issue of plastics and farming, the significant waste problem that impacts soil health, join in your questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We look at how plastics contaminate the soil on farming fields. And according to the State Natural Resources Department, it's estimated each year around 15 to 20 pounds of plastic are used per cow. So a 300-cow dairy using plastic silage bags may produce as much as 6,000 pounds a year of waste plastic. Join in on plastic pollution and farming, 800-642-1234. Melissa Kono is here, community development educator for Clark and Trempealeau counties with UW Extension. Melissa, let's talk specifically about this partnership with Revolution Plastics. So this is a Madison-based company providing free dumpsters to dairy farms. How do farmers receive and use these dumpsters?
Yeah, so Revolution Plastics is one of the partners that I work with recycling agricultural plastics. They do have a facility in Madison and collect plastic in Wisconsin, Minnesota, some other neighboring states too. And depending on the size of the farm and how much plastic is used, they may qualify for the for a program, whether that's an on-farm dumpster that farmers can use to collect the plastic, and then Revolution comes and picks up that plastic free of charge to the farmer. Otherwise, there's also the option of recapture bags. Also, those can be for smaller producers as well within Revolution's service area, which is roughly, I think, south of Highway 8. And so farmers, if they fill five of these recapture bags, they look like giant garbage bags. And if they fill five of them, they also qualify for an on-farm pickup. And they can contact that company directly. There's also information on their website. They're just one of the recyclers I work with. What's nice is that they are located here in Wisconsin. The plastic is recycled here in the United States. It's not sent abroad for recycling, and they are a U.S.-based company as well. Other companies at times have contacted me about collecting or taking the plastic that we've collected at collection events. And one company makes composite decking out of the plastic, which is kind of neat too. And there are some plastics businesses here in Wisconsin that will take local plastic too. It just really depends on the area and that plastics company.
I wonder if it would be difficult to scale up, because a farm has to produce a lot of plastic in order to get a dumpster. Farms are spread far apart. What are the barriers to a system like that?
Yeah, when it comes down to recycling in general, it is tricky to collect that plastic and then take it somewhere for recycling. You know, anytime there's an extra step, we'll see participation drop off, and that's true with many things. But that the trick with what makes agricultural plastics tricky is that it's very bulky, so it's hard to store. Also, having it out in the elements, you know, it's designed to protect feed, but also the wind and the rain and the snow can break them down when they're outside. And again, it can be hard to store. Then you're asking, you know, someone to bring in a lot of bulky plastic. And that's, you know, difficult for people, but also recyclers tend to want to pick up a lot of plastic at one time. It makes it more economical for them to do so. So it's just a challenge with coordinating the human elements of it sometimes, and getting farmers, especially who are very busy most of the year, some times of the year, like right now, extremely busy, to be able to, you know, to participate in a program. And so sometimes they have to take care of the plastic on their own, whether, you know, that's burning or landfilling or just simply burying it on their farms.
You mentioned waste collection events, and I'm just wondering, how common are these type of events for farming, and what have you learned from doing them?
Well, so I have, with varying success, tried to incorporate agricultural plastics recycling into broader recycling events, such as the Clean Sweep program that many communities will have that collects hazardous waste. What I like about the partnership with those events is that I think it encourages more recycling and proper disposal of items overall. So whether that's pesticides or other chemicals that we see on the farm, even household waste, tires, electronics, things like that, people will tend to kind of clean up around the farm or the home and bring those items in. But the problem is that those events are expensive. They tend to be one day events. And if you can't make it, then, you know, those items, I guess, sit around until, you know, another day or another year. So it's also tricky too when, especially for smaller producers who maybe only have a little bit of plastic, in the efficiency of the clean sweep or other recycling event, I try to distribute those recapture bags ahead of time so that farmers can collect their plastic in those bags and then bring those. And again, varying levels of success with that effort.
Talking about agricultural plastics and recycling efforts with Melissa Kono, who works on ag recycling in our state. She's community development educator for Clark and Trempealeau counties with UW Extension. Join in on plastic pollution, soil health, and agriculture, 800-642-1234. Melissa, turning to solutions, how could farmers reduce their reliance on plastic altogether? What steps could they take?
Well, you know, I think one of the part of the root of the problem is that plastic and other, you know, waste materials are an externality in that, you know, the full cost of that plastic's not really being accounted for at the point of sale or at the point of use when we don't have a way to get rid of it at the end. And so while the plastic, when it's recycled in the U.S., you know, many of the plastic that's purchased is imported from other countries. And so other countries can, you know, sell plastic here at a, you know, a reduced cost than maybe a U.S.-based company might. And so, but then, you know, we're left with the cleanup bill, whether it's, you know, in our air or in our landfill, and farmers are left with this product that is tricky to recycle once it's, you know, outlived its use. And so I think one of the challenges is how do we fully account for that cost to society and, you know, to our communities and to that farmer when this product is being sold, but maybe not the full cost of disposing of it is considered.
It makes me wonder, too, what would happen if non-biodegradable plastic were made much more expensive or were banned altogether from the market. I mean, how would that change farming? What would stop that cycle?
Yeah, you know, again, plastics have improved the way that farming can be done. It has made things more convenient and safer for farmers. So I certainly wouldn't want to go away from that. There's also the option of a closed loop system where the plastics that are used are then turned into those products once again. You know, the issue with agricultural plastics is that it does have that odor. It can't always be recycled into certain other things, such as medical devices or plastics used in healthcare have to be virgin source plastics. So, but there's certainly a lot of use or a lot of other products that plastic can be recycled into. And one option could be recycle that into agricultural plastics once again. And there are companies that are looking at doing that. Revolution Plastics is one of those companies that is looking towards that as a solution. But the biodegradable plastics too, again, you alluded to, are expensive to use at this time. And so using them as, you know, a bunker cover and a silage bunker, which is a lot of plastic, I think would just be cost prohibitive until that technology catches up with the cost.
Well, let's turn then to policy. How could state policymakers create incentives for plastic alternatives? What could be done, you know, on that level?
Yeah, I do think that there certainly could be incentives to recycle the plastic. You know, there are laws prohibiting the burning of plastics. It's just very costly to reinforce those laws. And so I'm not sure that that's as much as a viable option as just incentivizing the recycling of plastics and providing a proper way for farmers and other users of plastic to properly dispose of it.
We only have a few moments left, but what conversations are you having with state agencies like the DNR to expand waste collection for farmers?
Yeah, I think that the DNR and the Department of Ag and Trade and Consumer Protection have, you know, looked at this issue. Again, as, you know, state agencies, we have to comply with the rules and regulations as they're written. And so I do think that there is some room for policy expansion with incentivizing egg plastics recycling, but also incorporating it more into recycling programs and making it easy for farmers.
Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Melissa Kono is an associate professor at UW-Madison in the Division of Extension, the community development educator for Clark and Trempealeau counties with UW Extension. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.